just followed a call from myself down at the Regional Health Forum in Galway, that the Regional Forum members would meet with the Senior Operations Officer, Anne Cosgrave, and the manager of Letterkenny Hospital, Sean Murphy, which took place, a special meeting took place last Tuesday, in order for us, as members of the Regional Health Forum, to get clarity on the mixed signals that we were getting with regard to 20 additional beds. Myself and Councillor Jeremy Moneagle was the two Regional Forum members who attended the meeting, and it was clarified for us very clearly that there's no funding in place for the 20 beds. So I think the first thing we need to do is tell the public honestly what is the case, that there is no funding in place for the 20 beds.
No, what Sean Murphy, the hospital general manager, told the Until Noon Show last week was that they were working towards getting 10 beds open initially and seeking funding for the remainder. But he also made it clear it was going to be a matter of months before it happens because of staffing and recruitment issues.
Yeah, but I think, you know, there has been political statements made over the last number of weeks saying that that the funding was in place for the 20 beds. And I think people deserve to know exactly the truth. What's happening at the moment is there's a transit lounge being put in place now to accommodate patients who are being discharged to allow to free up beds more quickly. I think that has to be welcomed. How it's going to work out, I suppose, will be judged in time. But I think there's one very clear message coming from the senior management of the CELTA group, and that is that they're not getting enough funding for the staffing and the beds in Letterkenny Hospital, because they have applied as well over the course, not just this year, but last year, for additional staff in the emergency department. And Letterkenny was the only hospital that wasn't allocated additional funding for that. We're still awaiting the announcement of that funding or clarity if that funding is going to be given. So I think the one thing that we do need, and the one thing the public expect, and as members of the Regional Health Forum, that we'll be demanding that the people know exactly what the position is regards funding, because there's no doubt that it was made very clear to us that they have applied for additional funding for the theatre that has not been occupied. They have applied for additional funding for the kidney dialysis facilities that needs to be enhanced as a matter of urgency. So there's many services at Letterkenny University Hospital that needs more investment from government. And I think when you see the announcement yesterday with regards to the winter plan, when Letterkenny and Donegal is not even included, I think there's no doubt whatsoever, but if the management of the CELTA group get the resources that's needed, that they will put the plan in place in Letterkenny. But we're not getting it, and all we're getting is a sort of a drip feed funding mechanism, and it's not good enough for the people of this area.